Hello and welcome. This is the third in the Demystifying Android series. This one is quite short and is called Demystifying Copy and Paste. It will hopefully be shorter than the epic 40-minute one devoted to talkback menus, which I recorded yesterday. And I'm hoping this will be quick. But this is something that a lot of people want to know. How can I copy or cut a piece of text, put it into the clipboard, and finally paste it somewhere? So I'll cover that now. The first thing to know is that the text cannot be copied unless it's inside an edit field right now. So you must find a way to load your text inside an edit field, such as, for instance, if you have a Node program, loading it into edit mode. Have the draft editor here open, and that's what I did. I have an old test note that's been lying about, and I loaded it into an edit field. So I will explore and locate my edit field here.
More attempts. Excellent. This box with quick content. Will it work? We do not know. Hash. It's a mystery. Dot dot dot.
This is gibberish. It was input through voice recognition, which is not always reliable. So here I will double tap and hold on the edit field to bring the selection bar.
N-T-E.
So I have my selection bar here. Unfortunately, we cannot currently select arbitrary pieces of text. We can only select all. So I will go to the bar.
940. Edit box. More attempt. Share with. Edit box. More attempts. Excellent. This box with quick box. Paste.
Have paste.
Tap, copy.
Copy.
Cut.
Cut.
Select all.
Select all.
Done.
And done.
Double tap to select.
So I want to
select all.
Select all.
More attempts. Excellent. This box with quick content. Will it work? We do
Wonderful.
Not know. Hash. It's a mystery. Dot dot dot. Copy.
Now I can either copy
double
or
tap
cut.
To select. Double tap and hold
long
press.
Double tap. Copy.
And copy to clipboard.
And it's copied to clipboard. Okay. Now I want to paste it.
More item. Draft. Current underscore link. Buffer. Today, 9:28 p.m. Buffer.
All right, I have an empty note here called buffer.
Share. Style. Edit. Draft. Edit box.
I have an empty edit box
double
here.
Double tap to enter text.
And I will double tap on it.
Long pressed edit box.
And explore to the corner.
Paste.
The left corner.
Disabled. Edit box. Long pressed edit box. Paste. More attempts. Excellent. This box with quick content. Will it work? We do not know. Hash. It's a mystery. Dot dot dot.
So it's done. I pasted it. You may have heard that I had to redouble tap and hold on the box. And thereby is illustrated one of the huge problems with the paste right now, is that it's extremely sensitive. If focus is at all moved outside the edit field, the paste button disappears. In fact, it seems to disappear even if after a few seconds, if it's not been located. The paste button will appear right at the top left corner of the edit box. It's very important before attempting to paste to explore the boundaries of the edit box so that you may be able to locate the top left corner as soon as you've double pressed. And I really mean as soon as, because if you stray outside the edit box, it will vanish. If you wait a little too long, it will vanish. It's very problematic. The select bar in comparison, for instance, if you stray outside the edit field, the select bar with the cut, paste, and copy, and so forth, will remain. But if the edit box is empty, then you don't actually have the select bar. The only thing you have is a lonesome paste button, which is just at the top corner of the edit box. This can become even trickier if instead of a large edit field, what you have is a tiny line, such as the to or subject line in an email client. And for instance, if you wanted to paste an email address there. It's feasible, I have done it, but it may be quite frustrating. So I do not know to what extent this demonstration helps, but the key things to take away from this are that, one, it's very important to double tap and hold inside the edit box to bring up your select bar, and that should not be too tricky. You have to select all. You do not have the ability to select a piece of text at the moment. And really, the tricky part is to paste. Now you find your empty edit field, double tap, go straight to the top left corner, and locate the paste button, and double tap it, and your text will appear. If you miss it, just double tap again on the edit field and go straight to the top left corner again. It might be helpful to double tap right on the left side of the edit box so that you just have to move a little bit upwards to locate it. So that should cover it, but there is another little tip that perhaps is useful to know, is that many applications will allow you to copy straight to the clipboard without requiring to go through the process of double tapping, selecting all, and copying. Most text messaging programs will, if you long press on a message, will give you the option to copy to clipboard. A lot of applications which allow you to share, such as the draft text editor, which I was using for this demonstration, if you choose share, it will once again provide the option to copying straight to the clipboard. So that's a headache-free solution to achieve that. So that pretty much covers it. It's the elusive nature of the paste button is what really puzzles a lot of people. So many people do not know about it, do not know that it's possible, but it is. And especially for larger edit fields, once you acquire the knowledge of where to look for the paste button and to move straight to it, it's actually not quite complicated. So I hope this was helpful. And once again, if you've found this useful, you can follow me on Twitter at SMassey1 or on Google Plus at the link that will be at the bottom of the page for this demonstration with an outline which won't be very long because we didn't cover very much. And thanks for listening. Over and out.